Before we get to the Pixel Watch stuff, we should talk about Nest Wi-Fi, which was the third of three, or maybe four, or five, I don't know. Wolf can't predict the future. Scoops I've had on what Google is planning for Made by Google 2019. And this one, I think, comes as a surprise to some people. Basically, the TLDR is that Google is launching its second generation of the Nest Wi-Fi, which it first announced back at Google, Made by Google 2016.
Yes.
Alongside the Pixel, the original Pixel. So it's been a while. I guess for routers, maybe it's been, most people aren't replacing a router every year. So, and there's no 2 year, I mean, I've had the same router probably for a decade. You know, I know a lot of people are still using Linksys. What's the WRT? Someone in the comments will know exactly what I'm talking about, but there's like, it's a, Linksys WRT 54G. That's it. WRT 54G. It was like the most popular Linksys G router. So this was we're going way back to before N. 802.11G.
Still?
Yes, I think Linksys still exists.
I haven't heard that name in ages. So,
anyways,
Google
is doing a new router, second generation of the Nest Wi-Fi, and I had all the details on it. And basically, I mean, I think the biggest point that you need to know is that this version of Nest Wi-Fi is kind of going the same way that Eero and some other brands have gone ish. With the way they're doing kind of a main router and then also kind of extenders. And it's still the same mesh Wi-Fi, you know, from a technological standpoint. But instead of the three pack that Google did last time, which is 2016, it was three full-fledged Google Wi-Fi routers in a box. And, you know, they could mesh with one another, but yeah, it was a little bit much. This is going to be more like if we buy the three pack, you're getting one main router and then two kind of, I called them beacons,
yeah,
Wi-Fi points that are in addition to the main point. So what?
I disagree with this standpoint from Google, this approach from Google. The best part about the original Google Wi-Fi was that you just had one thing. They were all the same. You didn't have to think about beacons, about routers, and all that stuff. And while there are numerous advantages, which we'll get to, about adding assistant speakers to said beacons, but I think for the average person, it's clouding up what was a simple product. You just bought more of the same product if you need better Wi-Fi around your house. Now, you need to make this distinction in your head. And
It will be a little bit confusing for some people, I think.
Yeah.
I think that the way Google is going to position it is going to be pretty simple. It may get more messy in the future if they do a third generation. You know, then it starts to get even more confusing. But for right now, no matter which package you bought last time, you have full-fledged Google Wi-Fi routers. They're all the same. And so this time we're adding a confusing thing to a simple thing. Instead of, you know, next time we may be adding a confusing thing to a confusing thing and a simple thing, and it may get messier. But for now, it seems like, I'm guessing, that the way it's going to work is if you own a current Google Wi-Fi, or maybe you own two Google Wi-Fis that you've used to kind of extend it slightly, you know, in your house, and you have one on each end or whatever, you'll be able to buy the beacons, the add-ons of the new set. So you won't need the new base Google Wi-Fi router that will be launching, which I'm told does not have the assistant speaker functionality built in. You won't need that, and you can just add the additional beacons that have the assistant speaker functionality built in to your current setup of old Google Wi-Fi routers.
Yeah. So
I think for right now, I don't think it's that confusing, although I think there's propensity for it.
So I agree with that. And I think this whole system is not will be understandable to users because that the beacon is an assistant speaker. Like, what's a beacon? Does anybody know what a beacon is by itself? But in Google adding this familiar, they're adding a Google Home Mini, basically. In adding this familiar functionality, I think people will get it. Will the mindset? They'll understand what this does and why they need more of it and why it's different from the main thing. So I think Google did something rather clever here. And honestly, if I were Amazon with Eero, I'm sure I have something like this in my labs as well.
Yeah, it's confusing. I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out because, as some people have noted, what's the difference going to be between a Home Mini and these beacons?
Yeah.
And it seems like the difference is going to be probably some additional hardware that they have to cram in on the beacons that isn't going to be on the standard Nest Mini. Because, I mean, this is the thing. The thing is that, you know, like the Nest Mini is the whole point is that it's the bare minimum. It's the minimum viable product, right? For
yes. Yes,
it really is.
Absolutely.
It's the minimum viable product for an assistant speaker. And so that means, you know, they're cutting costs and it's as cheap as humanly possible because they're giving these things away. It's the device in which Google is trying to, you know, break into our homes by way of Christmas gifts and random giveaways. And, you know, like it's an Orwellian spying device that you can't say no to because they're free. And so that seems to me like the distinction. I think that the answer is that these Home Minis or Nest Minis that are now going to be called seem like they're going to remain the bare minimum in terms of hardware functionality, so they can maintain that cheaper $49 or whatever price. Mm-hmm. Although $49 is probably not crazy
for a beacon
because, you know, if the main router is $100 and then each beacon is $50, then that adds up to the same price as, you know, Nest or Google Wi-Fi 3-pack.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's confusing, and I don't know. I really don't know how it's going to play out, and I honestly don't know if there is a difference between what I'm calling the Nest Mini, the second generation Google Home Mini, and these beacons, because I do know for a fact that the actual speaker of the new Nest Wi-Fi beacons is pretty much identical to that of the Nest Mini. So yeah. It doesn't seem like there's going to be that much differentiation between the two. I don't know. Maybe they're the same. I don't know. We haven't seen any new Google Wi-Fi products hit the FCC. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have time. We still have a couple weeks to see things, but you know, I don't know. Maybe they are the same, and Google will just call them, you know, I don't know, call them different things, sell the same product, two different names. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that leads to another point. Is it obvious that something called a Nest Wi-Fi is an assistant speaker? So why? I'm curious. What the core functionality of Nest, well, the name price, it's the core functionality of Nest Wi-Fi is Wi-Fi. But how was this, the fact that it's a speaker tacked on, or does Google have this grand vision here of like just buying one device? But because right now it really does seem to be all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying is I don't know the answer. I don't think that.
But is it an afterthought speaker?
I don't know. I could see maybe there being a Nest Mini that's $29, and a Nest Mini like that serves as a beacon for Nest Wi-Fi at $49, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one way they could differentiate between the two a little bit. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the speaker aspect is tacked on. And here's another way that might be differentiated. Perhaps the beacons plug directly into a wall outlet. So the Home Mini, so they could be fairly similar hardware. The Home Mini could be a more kind of attractive, circular, very similar to the first Home Mini, with obviously now the little hanger on the back or whatever, and other changes. And then the beacons could be similar to the Eero setup, where you just plug them directly into a wall outlet, and they could be similar hardware, but it could have, you know, slightly different form factors. I don't know.
Yeah, it's new, I would call it. They're really pushing this. I think people appreciate having less gadgetry in the device, in their home. So maybe this is when they talk about a thoughtful home, that this is what Nest is doing.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to write an opinion piece about this. It makes sense. Like, I think that Google at some point has to do some consolidation of their offerings, because there is some level of kind of overlap. It's like, why wouldn't they just make every single Google Home speaker product a Wi-Fi beacon? Why wouldn't they do that? Is the only thing that would keep them from doing that just costs or something? I don't know. Yeah, and I think there's also going to be a kind of a problem where it's like the most hardcore of the adopters of these Google hardware devices are going to start to feel like I'm a little bit I'm at the saturation point, you know. And I say that as someone who has reached it. Like I can't imagine. Well, I'm going on year four of pretty much receiving review units and buying products myself from Google's Made by Google event. And I'm at a saturation point. I can't imagine adding more to what I have, because I've been giving away. I mean, that's really the way I'm coping with it, just giving away Home Minis.
That's good.
And I gave away one of my Home Hubs. I said one of my Home Hubs. I've had multiple.
Yeah.
So I bought one. I got one at CES as a giveaway from the Google ride, and I also got a review unit. So yeah, I had three Home Hubs at one point or another.
Oh god, yeah, that's
and they're so cheap much. That I feel like I'm not the only one. You know, it's like you can walk into Best Buy and buy these things.
Yeah, it's
like, I don't know.
There's a disposable nature to it that's somewhat.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on the show too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that's pretty much everything there is on Nest Wi-Fi. What else was there? We've heard that there's some level of kind of like software assistant kind of functionality that's new with these that has not existed before. Like the obvious things. And in the case of Wi-Fi, it makes sense to be able to control the beacons, whether or not they're serving a connection in certain rooms in the house, for example. And yeah, other than that, it seems like the new Nest Wi-Fi is going to be pretty much the same as the first. It'll be available in three colors, it seems like, from our sources. So
just like the Home Mini. Well, the Home Mini has four colors now.
Right. So yeah, that's the Nest Wi-Fi. Is there anything else on that we need to talk about?
Nope. It's just a Wi-Fi router.
Cool. So yeah, that's that. Let's talk about Pixel Watch now, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So this week there was a report. I guess we can start with this. There was a report out of Business Insider that they basically tried to explain the Pixel Watch situation. And I think the biggest piece of it for most people is the kind of the addendum, or you know, the kind of the one sentence, by the way, at the end of the piece, basically, there's not going to be a Pixel Watch at this Made by Google 2019 hardware event, according to Business Insider. Mm-hmm. And they also kind of detailed the story of what happened with what we're now calling the first Pixel Watch, which is basically that the LG Watch Style and LG Watch Sport, I don't know if anyone remembers those. They were kind of short-lived and not exactly super popular, but I believe the LG Watch Sport was the first LTE Wear OS device.
Yes.
And it was still Android Wear at the time, I think, too.
Android Wear 2.0.
Yes, it was. And David Ruddock over at Android Police way back in like spring or summer of 2016 reported about these two devices, and he reported on them as being Google watches. He thought that these would be first party Google hardware. At the time, he was also reporting on the Pixel devices as Nexus phones, because I don't think that the Pixel branding was really solidified at that point. And so, I mean, all of his details were right. He was just not completely clear on the timeline at which Google was actually going to be launching their own hardware and kind of ditching the Nexus partnership stuff. And these watches were part of that. And he seemed to suggest that they would be Pixel watches, kind of, or Nexus watches probably is more accurate, but that they would launch in the fall alongside, you know, what he was calling at the time the 2016 Nexus phones, which ended up being the Pixel and Pixel XL. And obviously that didn't come to pass. And 3 or 4 months later, Google decided to launch these watches. And they were not launched as Pixel watches. They were launched as the LG Watch Style and LG Watch Sport. They were launched by LG. They were LG products, but they were very clearly branded. And there was this very short period of time for about a year where Google was really hot in this with our friends at Google branding. So anytime a company was working really closely with Google on a product, in this case, it was LG and the watches, Google slapped on the with our friends with Google as kind of a pseudo endorsement, it seemed like. It seems like this branding was kind of, it was kind of, an, it, now in hindsight, it seems like it was developed for this particular situation that happened. Now that we know what happened exactly based on this Business Insider report. There's these two watches, and they were going to be Pixel watches, according to David, and they weren't those. And BI Business Insider is basically confirming what we thought, which is that Google did indeed intend to launch these as Google watches in 2016 alongside the Pixel phones. But at the last second, they got canceled. And according to Business Insider, they were canceled because Rick Osterloh, who basically serves as quality control, it seems like, decided they weren't good enough for a variety of reasons, which is great. I'm glad that Google has Rick Osterloh to make those decisions, because Google has traditionally not been very good at making those decisions about products that are not good. And they're still not to some degree. Pixel slate. But yeah, so that's the story of the first Pixel Watch, it seems like, based on this report. Is there any details I didn't hit on that on how?
All relating to the watch, that's what happened. There were some interesting details which apparently, besides, okay, it did not look like a Pixel Watch. The LG Watch Style and the LG Watch Sport, in retrospect, they look nothing like the first Pixel or whatever Google announced. What else Google announced and made by Google 2016. But I think more interesting is this Business Insider report mentioned syncing being bad, which is a very specific detail, which just stuck out to me in terms of maybe it reflects on how Wear OS performs as a platform and does basic tasks, but who knows where the root of that problem is exactly.
I would guess the root of that is, I would guess that it was served or described in comparison to how, I mean, at the time, I mean, Apple Watch had already launched, and the Apple Watch is amazing in terms of how just seamless it is in connecting with the iPhone. In my opinion, yeah. It's almost like Apple Watch isn't even a Bluetooth device. In comparison, LG, I could see how LG Watch Style and LG Watch Sport are just less seamless in that way. And so maybe side by side, it would have put Google in a bad light in seeing they were launching two first party hardware products that didn't work together seamlessly. Even if the way we're defining seamlessly is not seamlessly is that, you know, it just was like any other Bluetooth device. That would be my guess. What they meant by that whole situation.
So the Pixel phones were very successful. If Google released these Pixel watches, would they have really brought down the Pixel ban, in your opinion, in that early stage of 2016?
I don't know. It's hard to say, but it does feel like it, considering they didn't get very good reviews. And it felt to me like they both kind of missed the mark. You know, the fact that the larger one was LTE was a big deal at the time, but it was huge and clunky, and like it was enormous and heavy, and probably not even usable for most people. And then the LG Watch Style had performance things, I think.
Poor battery,
and yeah, and I think it was, I can't remember, it was a long time ago, but I just remember them for a variety of reasons just not having great reviews.
Yeah,
so yeah, I do feel like it was probably true that they would have, they would have probably held the Pixel brand back, especially since the Pixels were it's like it was Google's first outing, right? So it's you don't want to immediately launch something that's you're very well aware is subpar. And I think it went well. I mean, the first outing went great. You know, the first Pixel phone was like, you know, at the time, you know, I think, was that the iPhone 7 year? Yeah, it was the iPhone 7 year. So it was the iPhone 7 year. And so in comparison to Apple, the Pixel didn't seem like too far behind, really. And it was the best version of Android. And it was the best version of the Android experience on any phone ever up to that point. The best camera on any Android phone ever to that point. Pixel Watch, the Pixel phone was very well reviewed. And then the other Google products they launched were all new categories, and they executed well. Thinking, you know, except Daydream maybe is the one exception. But I'm thinking like Google Wi-Fi, Google Home. And what was the third one? Chromecast Ultra. Yeah, that was the year that Chromecast Ultra. I'm pretty sure that was the Chromecast Ultra year.
That's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been. But I'm pretty sure it was Chromecast Ultra year. Maybe I'm forgetting something else. It was a big launch day. We're getting off track. I long story short, yeah, I do think that it probably would have been.
Yeah, and back with some, now that the Pixel brand and the Pixel phones have been successful for the past 3 years, a failure like the Pixel slate isn't really that impactful, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's less risky for sure. Although it doesn't, I mean, it's less risky, but at the same time,
want to do it too often.
Yeah, and honestly, like Google, like, really can't afford to do those kinds of things. You know, like their hardware division is struggling enough as it is. They don't need botched launches for products, you know, products that are going to get basically killed within a year or two. You know, it's like, I don't know. It just seems like Google couldn't afford it then because they were trying to make, you know, a name for themselves in the hardware space, but they can't afford it now because they still don't really have much of a name for themselves.
At the same time, I've never associated the Pixel slate with the Pixel phone. Have you?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
it feels distinguished enough that
seemed like to me, like this is Google trying to do what they did with the Pixel phone with tablets. It seemed like that was the messaging. And obviously did not live up to that, but by any stretch. So anyways, let's get back to what I was saying or what we were talking about, which is the Pixel Watch. And I just wrote this piece, this afternoon, right before I published the story for this live stream. And you can go read it over at 9to5Google. It's like the main featured block image on the site right now. It probably won't be by the time people are listening to this on the audio archive, but regardless, basically I'm writing about, you know, it seems like there was a second Pixel Watch because there's so many things that point to there being another device or another generation of device that happened after this story that Business Insider wrote about with the LG Watch Style and support. And there's a whole kind of timeline of this, and I'll go real quick and we can just tear it apart. Part one, basically we'd heard in early 2018 that there was a Pixel Watch that, you know, Google was working on. And this was more than a year after the whole LG Watch Style and Sport happened. So we knew it was not those. So this is another thing. And so we heard about that in early 2018. And then Evan Blass, not long after, a few months later in May, tweeted out this tweet that he's now renowned for anyone who's been following Pixel Watch leaks or story or rumors. He said that besides the Pixel 3 and 3 XL that at Google made by Google 2018, that Google would also be launching second gen Pixel Buds. Side note, we'll get to that maybe later in the show. But he also said that a reliable source told him with high confidence. So that's pretty bold from Evan. He doesn't typically specify that. That there would also be a Pixel branded watch at the Google Hardware event, and that he's talking about the Pixel 3 event. And so he tweeted that, and the very same day, probably reactionary, WinFuture posted an article detailing three code names for device Google smartwatch prototypes that they'd been told about, which we've never spotted, by the way, in Android open source project. I don't think. We should maybe see if there's anything that's popped up.
Just check today.
Yeah, let's just check. Okay. I didn't know if we checked. So nothing. There's been nothing on these three code names. So we don't know anything about them. But anyways, we had two reports, Evan and WinFuture, on the same day, saying that there were Pixel branded smartwatches, and WinFuture even had code names and some other details. And then, like a couple months later, or maybe a month later, Google straight up confirmed to, of all sites, Tom's Guide. Well, not to say that Tom's Guide is bad, but you know, just it seemed very random. They confirmed a Tom's Guide. I think it was at IFA, maybe. Yes. I'm not sure. I can't. In an interview, they just told Tom's Guide straight up, "Yeah, we're not doing a watch this year," which is a curious thing because Google PR doesn't typically make comments like that about anything, really. Obviously, they changed things up this year with the whole way they've approached Pixel 4 leaks, but. Yeah, before that, I mean, that was a really bizarre thing. And it seemed like, okay, what if Google's coming out and saying this, it must be intentional. And if they're saying it, what's the intention? And it seemed like to us, I mean, the only thing we can guess is that the intention was to just temper expectations. Because at this point, you know, we've got multiple pretty reliable sources saying that a watch is coming. And, you know, there's starting to be a little bit of hype drummed up. And I don't think Google wanted the event to come around and people be disappointed. So they might as well just break it to them early. and they did. So they said there wasn't going to be a watch. And then... even so, after the event came and went, you know, a lot of people just assumed that, okay, maybe Evan and WinFuture were wrong, but we were still being told by the source that there was a Pixel Watch, and that Google was working on it in 2018, just like WinFuture and Evan had both reported. And it didn't get launched at the Pixel 3 event for a variety of reasons, which I can't go into. And then, so now we're going into 2019, this year, the very first report that came out about what Google is going to announce at Made by Google 2019, which everyone knows is next month, less than a month away now, came out of Nikkei, Japanese newspaper, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. And they said the company, quote, "The company will also roll out an updated version of its signature smart speaker, Google Home, this year," which we don't know about that, by the way. We don't know if that means new Nest Mini or
what new signature Google
Home. I don't know. We don't know what that means. But they also said that there would be a, quote, "new smartwatch to compete with the Apple Watch," according to a person familiar with the plan. So according to Google's plan early this year, according to Nikkei, which does not have a perfect track record on Google, but I would say better than dismal. they have a decent track record. Google was working on a smartwatch that was going to launch this year. And then since then, the rumor cycle pretty much went silent. And we have not heard anything from any of our typically reliable leaksters. No Evan Blass, no WinFuture, no anything in Chromium repository, nothing in the Android open source project. No evidence really has popped up at all since early this year. So all that to say, there has been multiple reports from our own internal sourcing, and which weren't only just now sharing, and Evan Blass and WinFuture and Nikkei that have all said that there's a watch, a Pixel Watch. And they can't be referring to the LG Watch Dial and LG Watch Sport, which Business Insider reported on, because that we know what happened with those, and those were, you know, salvaged and launched as the LG watches. So long story short, put one and one together, and you see that it's impossible that there's not a second Pixel Watch. There has to be some other Pixel Watch that's not those that has been rumored. And that might seem kind of obvious, but at the same time, I think we're the first people to articulate this, that there is more than one Pixel Watch. So what's your takeaway on this? I've been talking a long time. Maybe you can share some thoughts.
I absolutely agree with Google not releasing a smartwatch, because everybody would be billing it as an Apple Watch competitor. And I think from the current state of Wear OS, we have a good idea of what that watch would have been like. It would have been slow, the battery life, it wouldn't have been as delightful, let's say, as the Apple Watch. So yes, it's good for Google to kill this latest project, because we can already imagine the reviews of how it would not be an Apple Watch competitor in any sense of the words. Yeah. So this is, yes, people want the Pixel Watch. Even if performance are questionable, I'm sure people have liked the design of whatever Google came up with. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But at the same time, it wouldn't have been good for the company, for the hardware division, to release something of not on par.
Yeah, and that's kind of the one question mark that we have after piecing all of this together, is kind of like, it seems pretty confident based on, this all goes back to the beginning of talking about Pixel Watches, that Business Insider reported that there's not going to be a Pixel Watch this year. And so it seems like, this watch that we've been hearing about and has been rumored, but in which I also have to disclaim that, we don't know how this actually worked out internally. There could have been five different prototypes for all I know that were at varying degrees of development and prototyping, that were even, some were maybe more considered as having high potential than others, and whatever. But the answer, the thing is, we don't really know. I mean, I put I think in the headline for a reason, and that's, I think it's pretty clear that there was a second, that there is something else that's not that first Pixel Watch that BI detailed, but we don't know if it's canceled or not. We don't know really what the state of things are, and all we can really do is speculate on where Google stands. And unfortunately, it really comes down to, where is Wear OS, and how much prowess do we think Google's hardware division has to do anything that's even in the realm of competitive with the Apple Watch? And I think on the Wear OS side of things, to Google's defense, they've come out and said, I thought it was hilarious this year at Google I/O when someone asked Dave Burke, "Hey, what's up with Wear OS? We haven't heard anything about it." It was so sad at Google I/O. There was like a table of Wear OS watches, and there's like 30 of them there, but there's no one to talk to. There was no Wear OS team members. It was just watches on display. And so it's like, someone asked Dave, like, where's the Wear OS team? And he's like, well, or no, someone said, how's Wear OS doing? And Dave Burke said, where's the Wear OS team? Has anyone seen them? and he was like, does that answer your question?
I think it was kind of a more earnest moment, I think.
I think so too. He's saying we're aware of the situation.
Yeah.
It seemed like a moment of honesty, really, of like, we're aware that Wear OS is a mess. And the point he was trying to make was, there's no Wear OS team here at Google I/O. They're working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a pretty direct indicator from the person in charge.
Yeah, and that was earlier this year. That was only a few months ago. So it's like, that tells you pretty well the state of Wear OS. It's like, Wear OS has not, it has not taken substantial iterative steps forward every year, as Google would probably hope that any operating system initiative would. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's stalled, or I think that there's just kind of a network effect that's just not happening. I've written about this so many times and talked about it so much that it's like there's so much interdependence, and it's like if one piece is not doing their job, if Qualcomm, for whatever reason, just does not see the business incentive to invest in new Wear OS chipsets, then that stalls everything, right? Because you can't build new features for the operating system without chips that are powerful enough to support them.
What's, you know, and compared to every other thing in technology right now, where it's software that's responsible for meaningful change, non-Apple smartwatches are so beholden to the fundamental hardware, and the platform simply hasn't reached that yet, that basic minimum to do cool things with software.
Right, and the biggest incentive that would push that development forward would be sales, would be showing some kind of traction, would be seeing that, Fossil is making a butt ton of money selling smartwatches. And I don't know, I feel like the fact that we haven't seen Wear OS take any steps forward in years is evidence that that's not happening.
No.
That Apple Watch has basically got a monopoly on the smartwatch market, it seems like. It's similar to the tablet situation in so many ways. Obviously, tablets are, anyways, they're different. But
they're very different.
I mean, Fossil is basically the Wear OS player.
Yes.
And they're just launching the same watch over and over and over in different form factors.
Yeah.
It sounds pessimistic, but that's kind of the reality. It's like they're just relaunching the same watch over and over under different brands with different fashion.
I was going to point to the technology. The 3100 is a relative, in terms of when they started adopting it, it just happened. Fossil just started using the 3100 in earnest, and it's not good enough to be a competitor.
Sure. So it just seems like it's just a big question mark. Wear OS is just a big question mark, and Pixel Watch seems like a question mark on a gravestone. I don't know.
it's like a
gravestone that says Pixel Watch question mark. It's just like,
was it even worth existing?
Yeah,
which is exactly. Basically,
would it have even mattered if it did come out 2 years ago?
Because I think one like devil's argument you could make is that it would have driven sale. It's high value enough that it might have encouraged Google to keep on developing until it was good, like iterate by releasing, but. It wouldn't have played well in the industry. And if we are judging from the actual timeline of Qualcomm's technology and like chipsets and stuff, no new hardware innovation came out to save the platform.
Yeah, and meanwhile, now Apple has one more reason for people to choose their ecosystem over Android, because, you know, if someone wants to buy a Pixel, you know, like you, they're going to be like, well, I mean, some people, especially those that are more interested in technology as a hobby, are going to want a good smartwatch. And with the Pixel, there's some decent Samsung options, but you know, there's nothing as good as the Apple Watch, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it just kind of, you know, it's like a missing piece of Google's ecosystem, and there's nothing you can really do about it. Google can't just come out of nowhere and just magically invent
a chip, basically. Yeah. Fundamental component like that.
Right. So, yeah, that's Pixel Watch, and that's what we've kind of been thinking about lately. Finally, I guess, for this show, let's talk a little bit about Pixel 4 before we close things out. Pixel 4 is coming next month, as many know already.
Oh, the event was announced this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's official. October 15th. This is the first time we've had that on the show.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for months. October 15th, made by Google 2019, New York City.
Yes. It's been a week.
Yes, it has. And the other thing that happened this week, I guess we'll start off with this. What did you think about that Pixel 4 ad on Times Square?
It was audacious. It was really public-facing in a way I didn't expect. It's we know they've done billboards here and there before advertising the event. But this year, go big or go home, Times Square. They showed off a picture of the phone. It's been leaked.
Yeah, so this is the second official render of the Pixel. No, it's not. because they also did a render that they released alongside the Soli stuff in the video. Yeah. But this is the second render of the phone by itself, basically. And the first one was of the black model. And the most recent one is in the of the orange model. And by the way, I just thought this was kind of funny. We've seen this phone leak in three colors, like left and right. There are three colors. I'm just going to say this because I just...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
I know.
There's a white model. I'll just say that pretty confidently. There's a white model. One side in particular put, which colors do we know are happening? Black and orange. Which colors do we think are happening? White. And there's a white model. Also, that same site also said, what do we not know about the hardware? And one of the things they put is there a fingerprint sensor? No. No, there's not. Sorry. Unless... Yeah, I can't say how I know that. But no, there's not one. I would say I'm 98.6% sure that there's no fingerprint sensor on this phone.
Yeah.
Pixel 4 Times Square orange or coral or whatever it is. That's a thing. Also, this week, what was the other big thing? There's one thing I want to talk about. With kind of related to the announcement of the event, which was that the Google Store website teaser kind of copy, like the text on the site, it said, stay tuned to see our announcement about the new Pixel phone and connected home devices.
Which is very specific. Connected home is Google's term for basically all the Nest stuff is considered connected home. So that's speakers, security cameras, smart displays, the home security system, all connected home. What's not in the connected home is their Chromebooks or even Stadia. It's a specific it's separate categories to Google, and we're not sure whether this is Google again saying these are the only types of products you're going to see, or whether they're just that's what they chose to prioritize on top of the Google Store page.
Yeah, so it's like that totally, like I don't know if we are to take that copy at face value, it would seem to rule out the possibility of a Pixelbook, which we've been following this Pixelbook thing for over a year now, and there haven't been many leaks. It doesn't seem like that we've seen the Pixel. Well, we don't even know if it's the Pixelbook 2. We think is this device codename Atlas is this device that we could be the Pixelbook 2. We've seen some images leaked via the Chromium repository and stuff like that. Yeah. So we don't know for sure this is Pixelbook 2, but we keep seeing evidence that this model, we've seen it pop up at the FCC twice in Google's name, and it shares so much hardware with the Pixel Slate, and I guess it just. I don't know. It just seems like an obvious candidate, but at the same time, we haven't seen really any more substantial leaks either. So no. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that copy is ruling out Pixelbook 2 or?
Okay.
I feel like we're getting mixed signals.
Officially, if they forgot that they had a Pixelbook coming, that would seem really, really disappointing from like what they're putting value in. But the alternate is they actually want to keep a surprise. And they could have put a phone connected home and other things, but they really did not do that. It was they just named two things. So unless they do want to keep a surprise, which is good on them, or they're really just making clear the expectation setting again.
Yeah, maybe just like them confirming that there wouldn't be a Pixel Watch last year, that maybe they're trying to temper expectations too, and they were hoping that this would get picked up in the way that it did. I don't know. Anyways, let's kind of round out the show talking about this last thing, which is that was it the most, was it the camera app? Maybe you can give us a little debrief on how this whole third Pixel 4 codename showed up and what the evidence is for it.
So yes, so the Google Camera app, even before version 7.0, so Google Camera 7.0 had three code names for what are 2019 Pixel devices: Frame and Coral, which is the 4 and 4XL, and Needlefish. They were put side by side, suggesting there's some kind of third device existing. So, but going before last week and the Google Camera 7.0 leaking, we saw in the Google app the existence of Needlefish. I believe we also saw in AOSP this Needlefish device. And for all that time, we have no idea what this third device is. We've had no rumors of a third Pixel 4 coming. And what it's... But again, like the strongest indicator last week was, is Pixel 2019. Is Google explicitly saying that this is within the family of something they're working on? And maybe we'll find out more once we actually get the 4 and 4XL and start digging to the code. But until then, there's what appears to be a device that has a camera that uses a Google Camera app. And Google's
that means which has
it.
I mean, it has implications. So apparently this runs a Qualcomm processor, and it runs Android, because if this is the Android camera app, then you know it has to run Android.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's weird. There's no clear answer to what it is. We have heard from a source that there isn't a third Pixel phone, in the sense that there's no Pixel Ultra, you know. Which goes without saying. The only, I think the possibility, I think the most likely situation is that this is a Pixel 4a. I really do.
Yes.
I think that Needlefish is the Pixel 4a and they're just preparing for it right now. And I don't know when it'll launch. I don't know how that would affect the timeline. The fact that we're seeing this codename now doesn't really mean anything. But, you know, and I also don't think, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a fourth Pixel or a third Pixel 4A being announced on the event day next month.
No,
because we've seen various pieces of evidence to suggest that that's not the case. So I don't know. That's my guess, is that there is. I mean, one rebuttal that people have had to that is that perhaps, you know, if there was going to be a Pixel 4A, wouldn't there be a Pixel 4A XL as well? Which I don't think that's necessarily required. I think, you know, kind of like what Apple's doing with the, you know, iPhone 11 and 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max. It's like, there could be one device that's kind of in between that is, you know, more affordable, that maybe has more mass appeal. I don't know. Yeah. That could be the answer. This could just be one Pixel 4a and it could be not launching yet. The other possibility is, you know, maybe, I don't know. I think 4a is the only answer that we could say is realistic.
Yes.
Yeah, comfortably realistic at this point. But like I said, we don't know what the timeline is. Is Google going to launch the 4A next year at Google I/O? I feel like it's showing up in these apps a little early for that.
Yeah.
And so this would suggest to me, if this is the Pixel 4A, which is a big if, and if the Pixel 4A is not launching next month at the event, does that mean that Google is going to do something new with this, is in terms of launch cycle? Are they going to launch it quietly in October and it'll be a press release or something? Mm-hmm. Are they going to, you know, not October, November, I mean, you know, are they going to try and put it out, you know, in the midst of the kind of Black Friday season, you know, whenever they last year had to drop the price of the Pixel 3 or they did like crazy buy one, get one deals, buy one, get one half off or whatever they did, mm-hmm. you know, like, are they going to try to drop Pixel 4a in the midst of that to try and reach those price points rather than immediately dropping the price of the flagship phone so quickly? I don't know. I honestly don't feel like Google I/O going forward is going to be a hardware-centric event.
They had specific reasons to do it this year, but not...
Yeah, I think that people assuming that the A series or the mid-range series is just going to become an annual Google I/O announcement is misguided, because we've got 3 years now of Google moving away from hardware at I/O, and this year seemed like just a particular exception, because it seemed like this year the Nest Hub Max, I think we heard the Nest Hub Max was supposed to launch at the Made by Google event, 2018, and it just got delayed. And so the IO was just the next convenient opportunity. And we also heard the same thing about the 3A, was that the 3A was originally considered, Google originally planned to launch 3A alongside the 3A and 3XL. And it also got pushed back. I think the reasoning for that, though, was kind of just to avoid cannibalizing sales of the Pixel 3, which, knowing how well Pixel 3 sales went, which was seemingly worse than the Pixel 2, I don't know if it really would have cannibalized anything.
Yeah.
Is there anything to cannibalize is the question.
Yeah.
So that's the third phone. And people have been asking and wondering about it a lot. And people have been asking if it's Pixel Ultra. No, we don't think it's Pixel Ultra. Very, very long shot possibility. It's a long time ago. I think this was Alphabet Scoop episode 4. So this was a really long time ago. We talked about a long shot third party partner phone that Google's working on with Xiaomi. That's something I've been, for the last year or two, been keeping on the back of my mind as like,
what is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
And it's got to be something. So maybe not. Maybe it's just a prototype that was internally. I don't know. Could be dead already. I don't know. That's pretty much it for Pixel 4 stuff. I mean, there were some camera things this week. Maybe give us a little rundown on some of those things.
So yeah, in how leaky this phone is we have camera samples with the iPhone XS Max, and I'm sure these the Vietnamese YouTubers are going to compare it to the 11 Pro very soon. So we saw camera samples, we have video samples. Google's strong suit has always been the camera, not video, so it's unclear what Google can do with video. But at this point, all these devices are just running early software. So none of these samples should be taken face value as how they compare with the new iPhones. So another thing is XDA was able to mod the Google Camera 7.0 app to preview astrophotography. And it's, again, this is early software, and they got it running on the 3XL. So again, it doesn't have the benefit of a second lens and finalized software again. So still up in the air, but it looks fine. It looks okay. And yeah, those are the two things, all camera related that leaked.
Yeah, and other than that, we're pretty much, if we talked any more about Pixel 4, we'd pretty much just be rehashing everything else we've talked about. And in fact, we've started to do that this week on the site. So I put up a post, just everything we expect for Pixel 4 events. So if you want to know what we feel confident about to expect next month, you should go check that out. And we also put together a list of every single Google Pixel 4 leak, which it seems like Pixel 4 has finally eclipsed the Pixel 3 in total leaks. Yeah, that's pretty much all we got. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to leave them down below on YouTube or just over on the comment section on 9to5 Google for this podcast. And also be sure to head over to Twitter at ABC Scoop is where we're over there. We tend to kind of just tease out the show title for the week over there and maybe just tease the things we might be talking about. So if you want to stay in the loop on everything we talk about on Alphabet Scoop and when the show is going to be and how to, how to stream and stuff like that, you can be sure to follow us over there. But yeah, until next week, you can tune to Alphabet Scoop here every week. We record this podcast on Thursdays for now. And you can find us on all your favorite podcasting platforms, such as iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Google Podcasts, Google Play. And you can also listen over at 9to5google.com. Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Hall Stephen J. You can follow Abner at Technacity, and you can follow 9to5 Google at 9to5 Google. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Later.